Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Amen. Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Tirtha Swami Jaya Bhakti Tirtha Swami Jaya Bhakta Tirtha Swami
my gratitude for the love of the community, for the love of Gurudev, for the love of Srila Prabhupada, because that is the only thing that's possible that gets us all here to come together from different cultures, regardless of the outer covering of the skin. Srila Prabhupada built a house that everyone could live in. That is the motto. Bhakti Tirtha Swami, as well as other disciples of Srila Prabhupada, that is their mood. It does not matter what country you were born in. Does not make any difference. The point is community. The point is coming together as one family. And that is our goal. That is one of the goals that I try to stress. When I have an opportunity to speak about Krishna, when I have an opportunity to speak about Gurudev, because that is how I honor him, and that is how he is honoring Srila Prabhupada. And for those that are here, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but that's sometimes all it takes, is the tip to show the essence of the true love of God. Krishna is love. Krishna does not discriminate. He gives you what you give him. So if we get anything from this association of devotees, it's that we are to love each other, we are to come to an understanding, to see God in each and every single one of us regardless. And at the end, I hope that I'll be able to tell everyone that's been a part of this how important you are to me, how important you are to Krishna. And we'd like to take an opportunity, Sunat Kumar, he's also a disciple of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami. We'd like to give an opportunity for anyone that wants to come and say something. We don't want it to go over too long, but anyone that wants to share a memory, just briefly, of some experience they've either had with Bhakti Tirtha Swami, something that they've heard, or anything in particular, but not too long, under 2 minutes. Does anyone want to come and share? Of course, Daru. Please, Haribo.
Under 2 minutes, huh? All right, this should be easily under 2 minutes. Bhakti Tirtha Swami. So I, you know, grew up mostly in Krishna consciousness in the East Coast, right on the Northeast. So had a fair little bit of association with him, and one of my younger brothers spent a year living in Gitanagari in the early 2000s when Maharaj was there. And 1 year, and so my brother had spent a little time out of Krishna consciousness, and we were headed to Gitanagari for Rath Yatra 1 year. And we're from the New England area, it's like an 8-hour trip, right? So we're driving there, and he was sort of he had sort of developed some bad habits and things like that. So he smoked cigarettes. So we're in the car and we're driving, you know, and he can't go a whole 8 hours without, you know, without having a smoke. So he smoked several times in the car. We get to Gitanagari and we get there just in the morning time. We drove through the night And it's Guru Puja time. And we go into the temple, and this is with the old temple building, so I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but it was a really small, tight, packed temple room, you know, half the size of this, if even, you know. And there's a big raucous kirtan going, and Maharaj has got his big drum. If any of you remember that, he would bang on this little thing with a stick and get everybody dancing. And there's a big circle going on. And I wanted to go into the temple. I felt like, oh man, we just got here. It was great. And I knew it was sort of Guru Puja time. So I headed over towards the temple, my brother and I. But I also was feeling a little unclean, right? So I just wanted to stand off in the background a little bit. But the kirtan was really nice. So we were dancing. Suddenly, Maharaj gets everybody going in a circle. He's got like a train going and he's grabbing devotees. And I'm standing off as much as I can to be in the back. And I don't know how or what or how, but obviously Krishna's mercy, Bhakti Tirtha Swami comes, swoops me by the waist, and just brings me right in. And he's standing right behind me, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I probably stink like cigarettes, like anything. Anyway, it was incredibly wonderful because the kirtan was amazing and having his association like that. But it was his kindness and his mercy and his simplicity. He was a overwhelmingly simple devotee, and that gave you such a comfort level when you were dealing with him. Another little quick story. So this was prior to my brother staying in Giranagari, but when he was staying there, I went to go visit with him for a couple weeks. And his car, he had this like little car, and it was a mess, and it was just, you know, it was nothing much. But one day he's like, oh, I got to go pick up Maharaj at his house. And I'm in his car and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Sado, you better clean your car up a little bit. It's like, it's a wreck. It's like, you pick up Maharaj up in this car? He's like, oh, I pick him up every day. It's no big deal. Maharaj is cool with it. I was just like, okay. And he has all of his disciples there in Giranagari, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, they weren't aware, the other devotees weren't aware of what was going on. But that humility, that simplicity, it touched so many devotees, and it brought so many people to Krishna consciousness. So I was very happy to have had that little tiny bit of association with him over his lifetime and, of course, my lifetime. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Daru, you got an opportunity to see Guru at his best. That's Krishna. Krishna doesn't care how you come to him. You're coming with love. It doesn't matter. And real quick, I remember a story, and very briefly, I'm probably not telling it right, but you have to have such sincerity, and the Lord sees through it all, because the Lord takes your offerings, he takes your love, and we're supposed to be examples of that. It was a story of a Mataji that wanted to serve in Jagannath Puri. Someone correct me if I'm going in the wrong direction, but Krishna had to be fed. And not that I'm encouraging everyone to do this, but she hadn't had time to do all the necessary things to get ready to serve him. But Krishna wanted to be served by her, so he accepted her service, regardless of whether or not she went through all the purification processes of the body. Her heart was pure, and he accepted from her. That is the way we're supposed to be looking at each of us. We're supposed to see the Krishna inside, and not so much the outside package. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami was very cool like that. Very cool. That's why sometimes I'm really heavy on the time, place, and circumstance. Yes, we know what the guidelines are, but we also know that we're in Kali Yuga, and not everyone can come up to that level, so you have to meet them where they are. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Thank you, Daru. Yes. Anyone else want to come up and share? We're trying to keep it under 2 minutes. Anyone? I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Jason Prabhu. Big help. Haribo. Yes.
Okay, so, hi Krishna. Maharaj, I never had a chance to meet you, but I have such an affection for you, and thank you for always being there for me. So I wrote you a little offering. Okay. So I remember when I first saw your video, it was a tribute to you. I shared it on Facebook with like a lot of exclamation marks, and I shared it with everyone I knew. I was like, even people walking across the street, I was like, come here, you guys see this video. I know that I saw you crossing the street, and I shared the video with you like you had never seen it before, you know, just because it was my first time to see it. It was like 7 glorious minutes of you dancing in kirtans, feeding kids prasadam, and igniting the whole world with your magnanimous smile. You are the embodiment of enthusiasm. When I read you, I'm always moved. You have a way of delivering perfect Krishna conscious philosophy that is delivered in a practical way that would be very useful, but it also connects on an emotional level. You are such a sophisticated person. Your Krishna consciousness is perfect. Psychological understanding of our natures is so accurate, and emotionally I can connect with you whenever I read or hear you. So everything you say is transcendental, psychological, and heartwarming. You have a way of intertwining all of these elements together, touching the heart, mind, and soul all at once. You are very poetic. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.16, it says, "The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to the particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. You are so expert at preaching to people according to time and place." That was not planned to say that. "And you are always feeling the bliss of pure devotion, proving the limitless power of the Maha Mantra, proving that the mantra transcends the material world, proving that when one can chant this with this understanding, one can transcend everything material and exist in the bliss of Krishna's holy name. All glories to you, Maharaj." Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Does anyone else want to come up and share any memories, any pastimes that they've had with the Gurudev? Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna. The last time that I saw Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was when I grew up in Connecticut in the ISKCON Hartford Temple community. And I just wanted to corroborate what Dr. Krishna Prabhu said, in that when Bhakti Tirtha Swami led kirtans, it was very much an out of this world, larger than life experience, for sure. And the Hartford Temple kirtans were nice for, you know, and it was a very intimate family atmosphere. And the style of the kirtans, the style and the mood of the bhajans were all generally mellow and very consistent in that regard. And so for me, growing up as a teen, when I last saw Maharaj, it was in the mid-1990s. And so it was very eye-opening in a very profound way to be part of his kirtan, which was something that I had never knew. I had no idea that kind of a kirtan was possible. So that had a profound impact on me. And in spite of the larger-than-life presence that he carried, and in spite of the level of regality around him, surrounding him, and the way in which he just carried himself, he was actually very humble. And especially it was obvious when he gave class and when he spoke, he was very calm, and he was not acting, or he did not portray the level of royalty that was attributed to him by his disciples and by all the fanfare around him. He himself was extremely humble and submissive, and very much in the mood of Das Anudas. So that also had a very deep impact on me. And the last thing I wanted to say is I wanted to credit my mother, Revati Devidasi, for just recently buying me the Spiritual Warrior series, the books that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj wrote. So I'm very eagerly looking forward to reading those. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone else that would want to share any memories that they have of Guru Dev, any sharing before his disciples, or maybe I shared. Sunat, do you want me to just do the sharing?
Hare Krishna, I was trying by all means that I would not be called here. As my god sister, I regard her as my mother more than my god sister. Told me I'm one of the last disciple. When Guru Maharaj finally decided he won't initiate anybody, then I come. So this is another of his example of his mercifulness. I used to live in Detroit, went to school there, and though I grew up kind of a pseudo Krishna consciousness family, but it was not really part of me. But I used to come to ISKCON temple mostly for prasadam in a difficult situation there, coming from India. So I used to see him coming to temple, and he has this program called interfaith seminars and things, and people from all faith will come. And Guru Maharaj will dress up different day in different dresses. And sometime he will say that I'm a person of different colors. Sometime he'll put on caps and different other, you know, dress from other faith. People from other faith will put on. It's very difficult for me to glorify my Guru Maharaj because I'm not even qualified to. It's not my humbleness, but it's just the fact. It's my great fortune that he at the last moment before he depart, he accepted me as his disciple. One particular instruction that I remember is that was his last visit in Detroit. All his disciple was sitting one of our houses that across the temple, we had many houses. We means the ISKCON has many houses across the temple. And Guru Maharaj was going through a lot of discomfort in his feet. He had this little mass, but for many years, he's been there. His god brothers all said, you know, go and check it out. But Guru Maharaj never paid attention. It turned out to be a person of dark skin, end up getting melanoma. So he just said that, you know, he instructed all his disciples to follow the regulative principles and leave our part of the bargain being his disciple. And he kind of indicated that, you know, we are not living up to our part of the bargain, following his instruction and the vow that we have taken before any Guru Maharaj, before we take initiation. So, but then he accepted some more disciple like me. And recently, Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, he also indicated. It might sound like that I'm kind of in a mood of instruction, but not. It's just I'm reminding myself that the great sacrifice our Guru Maharajas, any Guru Maharajas makes to accept us, taking all of our karmas, life after life, and he is voluntarily willing to suffer so that we can go back home. Is nobody in the whole planetary system will accept it. We can try checking with our mom and dad, who appears to be the most, you know, close and loving person in your life, they probably even would consider before agreeing to do anything like that. So I just pray to His lotus feet, my Guru Maharaj, that I can live a life of guided by His instruction and instruction of all the acharyas, including Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. So I wish I have a lot more memory to share with, but I didn't have much of association with Guru Maharaj, but there are a lot of instruction in His teachings that we can take shelter of and make our life perfect. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Gurudev once told us that he deliberately did not give us a lot of association. There's some communities where he was there a lot. There's some where he wasn't. He was constantly preparing us to be in a mood of separation. And we didn't realize it. Because as we look back now, and I guess as most of you, those that are Prabhupada disciples, those that were probably close to him constantly, once he left his body, you notice that some people fell away because you need the physical presence. Well, with Bhakti Tirtha Swami, even though we thought he was cheating us by not coming around us so much, actually he forced us to be in a mood of constant association with him from a distance, so that when he actually left his body, there was a big difference, but we knew how to stay in contact with him. So we were actually afraid to lose connection with him after he left his body. In the long run, it was to our benefit that we didn't see him so much. Myself personally, I feel very honored to be in the Dallas Dom, because from what I'm understanding, this is where Bhakti Tirtha Swami joined ISKCON. I understand that he taught at the Gurukul, and he was it Satsrup Maharaj that was with him? So I look forward to even talking to him in the future and getting some of those pastimes. And the fact that I am here right now, I intend to the best of my ability, serve him as he served Srila Prabhupada. And treating everyone as a gift from God, and seeing Krishna in everyone, and developing a community-like attitude, because with Gurudev, he did not tolerate the differences that we had in skin color. That was a nonsense. It was simple. He didn't handle that. He didn't accept it. Neither did Srila Prabhupada, from what I'm understanding, and Krishna certainly doesn't tolerate it. So if we do nothing, if we do anything else to form a tighter community in the Dallas Dom, to continue to be an example for others, and to spread it, to not just hold this Krishna consciousness in our hand, to be able to share it with others. However, whatever our strong point is, whether it's book distribution, whether it's kirtan, whether it's preaching, we all have our own separate talents, and we are not guaranteed any extra time in this world. No one knows exactly what their time frame is, so it would be a total waste of these human bodies that we do not serve Krishna properly. So, unless there's some, does anyone else have anything else? I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry, Prabhu. I'm so sorry. Yes, by Satsrup Maharaj. Please, by all means. Hare Krishna. However you choose.
Read this. This isn't something that my guru spoke. It's rather lengthy. So,
oh, I'm just going to read this. It's something that my guru spoke, Satsarup Das Goswami. It's rather lengthy. So I just asked Mother Antayami to stop me when I need to stop. I'll just keep going until that time. So he writes, a graduate of Princeton University, social activist in New York City. The devotees knew he was a special person, and they sent him to be trained up by me in Dallas. I was a GBC and sannyasi, and he was John Favors. He looked up to me and called me his Shiksha Guru. He formed his foundation in Krishna consciousness under my direction and was very grateful for it. As he became exposed to the lectures of sannyasis and senior devotees, he said that my lectures were simple and were true to Prabhupada, and he preferred them. We formed a tight, loving relationship, and he called me his older brother. He received his initiation in the letters sent to me. The name he was given was Ghanashyam, which means black cloud, which I thought was appropriate since Prabhupada had never seen him. I performed the fire sacrifice. Initially, we went on Sankirtan together in the streets, but years later, we formed the BBT Library Party. We wore wigs and suits and presented ourselves not as Hare Krishna devotees, but as book salesmen for the BBT. Then one day, in the college, we had to go around, there were about 10 of us, and gather recommendations from the professors, which would be presented to the librarian at the end of the day, to order all of Prabhupada's books, which had been printed up to date, and all that would be printed in the future. It was a very tricky presentation, and out of the about 10 devotees in the party, the two leading salesmen were Ghanashyam and a devotee named Mahabudhi. I wasn't a very good salesman. I just sold individual books, as did some of the other devotees. But I served as the counselor and mediator for the brahmacharis. Ghanashyam and Mahabudhi had a fierce rivalry. They both wanted to see the best professors, so I had to make them take turns. Shubhananda was also in the party, and he was qualified to speak to academic professors, but he wasn't good at clinching sales, so I had to restrain him from seeing the best professors. Ghanashyam once expressed to me that he wanted to go to Africa, but I told him he was doing better service in the library party, and he surrendered. Then one year, we went as a group to the annual Mayapur meeting, and while we were there, Ghanashyam asked me to give him sannyas. This was after Prabhupada's disappearance. Thank you. I had two reasons why I thought he should wait before he took sannyas. I asked him to wait a year. I won't say what those reasons were, for fear it sounds like fault-finding. I expected him to be obedient and accept my instruction for his own good, but he didn't. He was very anxious to take sannyas immediately. So he went to another sannyasian guru, whom he didn't know quite well, Kirtananda Swami, and asked him to give him sannyas. Kirtananda said, sure, and he gave him the name Bhakti Tirtha Swami. This changed things between Ghanashyam and I. I signed a paper proving his initiation by Kirtananda Swami, but things were different between us. He left my association and went to New Vrindavan. After a while, he left that place and went to Africa, where he had great success. He became an initiating guru and opened a center in Washington, D.C. That was a unique center. He got a lot of radio time and spoke to the people of Washington, D.C. area, and when they would come to see the Washington, D.C. center, they wouldn't be introduced to the place as a Hare Krishna place. It was a typical Bhakti Tirtha move. Only after a considerable amount of time were they told that this was the Hare Krishna movement, and he had success in recruiting people. We met a few times over the year, and while we were cordial, we weren't soul brothers anymore. He began writing books, and they were controversial, with the GBC. Then he made his dramatic prayer to Krishna to purify him right away so that he could become more potent. A few months later, he developed cancer. He took this as an answer to his prayer. Some older devotees wrote to him and told him to stop the prayer. They said we'd become purified by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but he kept up his prayer and said many devotees were inspired by it, especially ex-guru coolies who were in a feeling of resentment, but they were inspired by his courage and they came back to Krishna consciousness. His condition got worse. He had to have his foot amputated and he developed painful tumors over his body. Then his collarbone broke, but he kept preaching fiercely on the internet and at Gitanagari. Many senior devotees went to visit him, and I wanted to have a reconciliation meeting with him myself. I visited him at his center in Washington, D.C. I wrote about it in great detail in my book, Write and Die. And I'm going to read a small portion of it, and this is his reading from that book. We went over again the small disagreements that we had rather quickly. And just to get, in other words, Satsri Maharaj went to visit with Bhagyatira Swami. That was his one of the last times that they got met together. And during that meeting, they were able to reconcile the various differences that they had had over the past. We went over rather quickly the early days of my misunderstanding him when he wanted to take sannyas, but they just had to be mentioned for the sake of mentioning them. I said also, I want you to forgive me for any dislike or misunderstanding I had for your present day views of preaching your books, because it is your way and is greatly successful. I've been reading your books and I like them, and I like the fact that so many people follow you. He began to mention the great success of thousands of people following him and said that the GBC Executive Committee's attack on his books was mostly out of envy. He mentioned something about my books and said that my situation is similar. The GBC says that my books are okay, but not for an ISKCON guru to write. He said that's what they say about him, that his books are okay, but not for an ISKCON guru to write. He said that my books would be appreciated after I'm dead, but not now. He said that the GBC is trying so hard to get people to appreciate ISKCON, but they don't appreciate my books, means Satsri Maharaj. He said that the BBT is even making a proposal now to find non-devotee writers to write books about ISKCON, but they don't know that I am writing relevant books myself. And Satsri, he said, I had to laugh at that one. They'll go out and get some book writers to write books about Krishna consciousness and ignore the writer they've got in their own camp. Similarly, they'll dismiss their Bhaktitirtha Swami, their world ambassador going around preaching about depression, predictions of world doom, the thousands and thousands of people being an African king, and being just generally outrageous to thousands and thousands of people, and becoming unbecoming of an ISKCON guru. And only 2 days ago, they sent him an apology and a letter asking forgiveness for the case against him. He said, yes, just on my deathbed, they finally asked for my forgiveness. Of course, I have my physical condition. It's diminutive compared to his, but I had to pace myself, meaning the meeting that the two of them were having together. The room was very stuffy. I didn't feel so comfortable physically. Bhaktitirtha Swami mentioned my own condition, and he mentioned how terrible it must have been to experience migraine headaches and that he was sympathetic to my pains over the years. Fortunately, I had no headache while I spoke with him. He encouraged me to go on preaching to my disciples and give them attention, and to other people also. As we were leaving, I told his disciples downstairs that he had told me to take care of my disciples. And one of his leading disciples said to me, you take care of us too. So he really put that as a burden on me, that I should take care of others and reach out to them. That's something that he's been doing, and I should do it too. He kind of woke me up to reality, although in my condition, I haven't been able to do it. Maybe I'll be able to enter a new phase of doing it. So this was a new thing that he was revealing to me, like, hey, why don't you do it? That was a new thing that he was saying to me, giving me a wake-up call. Then when my time was up, I said, well, I'll write to you, Swami, unless you die before me. At one point he said, I'll get a place ready for you
when you come. He had a big smile when he said that. I said, thank you. He said it with belief, because we believe in the transcendental world and the shelter of Prabhupada. He told me with my faith, I think that he helped me. I think that I helped him. He said so. That's it. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And now I believe Nityananda Prabhu has some comments that he wants to also make. Thank you, Prabhu.
Jai Shri Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. So the offering is just about to come off. And after this offering, we will start with the Pushpanjali. What I wanted to say was that the Hare Krishna movement, the essence of the Hare Krishna movement is contained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a personal conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. This one personal conversation has caused so much impact on this world that you can say that there is nothing in this world that has happened that has created so much impact. Just one personal conversation. Being very personal is very important part of being a Hare Krishna. This is what distinguishes Hare Krishna from all other religions, that actually this is about being very personal with God. And this is something that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj personally exemplified. We all know that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was born in a community that generally in the United States of America, at that time definitely, and even now, was looked down upon. Now, a lot of us know in our lives, we come across situations where we don't feel appreciated. We feel like people don't really care about me. Nobody really understands me like that. Time to time, we feel like that. We feel depressed. We feel anxiety. We cannot understand the level of difficulty that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had to experience. In fact, I've heard stories inside Hare Krishna that I can tell you that anybody who would have to face what he faced would probably have left the movement, would have left the movement. And instead, and in one case, actually, you know, when he went to Africa, as we know, preaching in Africa is not an easy exercise because there are a lot of challenges in Africa. There are different languages in Africa. Africa is not really a very wealthy country in terms of opulences, you know. They have a lot of opulences, but it doesn't show up so well. And he was already from Africa. So, you know, there are differences between Africans, right? So they have difficulties. So to preach like that in that area is not easy, but he did that. He preached. And then, the Bhagavad Gita says, the Bhagavad Gita can be spoken in one sentence. That sentence is that the purpose of life is to engage in the devotion to Krishna, tolerating all kinds of impediments. So we can see that in the case of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, how many impediments he faced. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had a very strong desire in his heart. His strong desire was that he wanted everyone to become happy. He wanted to serve everyone and everyone's interest. And in actual fact, in his dying wish was that he would come back to this planet so that he could serve inside ISKCON and reach out to many people, because he could see that the world was becoming more and more conducive to actually accepting Krishna consciousness. So what I wanted to say, all this that I said was a prelude. What I wanted to say was this, that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj is an amazingly, amazingly advanced devotee of Krishna. Today is his Vyasa Puja, which means the day we celebrate his appearance. For all of us, this is the benefit to us that he appeared on this planet. Please pray to him today. He is with the Supreme Lord himself. Pray to him today and ask for things that will encourage you, that encourage us all to become Krishna conscious, to actually advance in our lives in such a way that it will be pleasing to Krishna. This is the bonus day. On this day, whatever you ask, he will make sure it happens, because it is described in our scriptures that even more merciful than the Supreme Lord himself, and our Supreme Lords are very merciful, you can see, they've been standing here for the best part of 45 years, you know, in one place, 24/7, just to bless us. Try standing in one place for 1 hour. Just 1 hour, one place. Just stand in one place for 1 hour and figure out how difficult it is to do what they've been doing all this while. For 45 years, they've been blessing us, not asking anything from us, and giving us everything we want. All right? They're the ones who run this temple. But it is described that even more merciful than the deities is the devotee of Krishna. Because the devotee of Krishna has so much compassion in the heart that despite all our difficulties, the fact that we're so fallen, he or she actually wants the very best for us. Of course, Krishna wants that too. But Krishna has some standards, you know. Sarva dharman prithija. Give up all varieties of religion. Surrender unto me only. Whereas in the case of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I can say some of us, how many of you never met Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? Put your hands up. Okay. How many of you never even heard of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj until you came today? There you go. Some of you never even hear of him until you came today. And yet, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, right now, as you come here, is ready to accept your prayers and offer those prayers himself to Radharani, who is described as the compassionate nature of Krishna himself, and to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is known as the most compassionate manifestation of Krishna. He's ready to pray to them and then make sure that your desires are fulfilled. You couldn't ask for a better boon. You couldn't win the lottery, the biggest lottery on this planet, and multiply it a million times and have the benefit that you would have, 1% of the benefit you'd have by praying to Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj today. So please do that. Today we're going to be doing his Pushpanjali, which means we'll be expressing our happiness by showering flower petals on him and speaking some nice mantras. And then we'll be doing his puja, his guru puja, and singing and dancing. And then feasting, because he has for us, through his wonderful disciples, prepared a wonderful feast so that we can all feast to our heart's extent and become happy in our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, Mataji has gone to the back. I think she's gone to bring... Might all stand up. We'll bring out the flower petals. And if the ladies would stand on one side and the men on this side, we'll offer the flower petals to Maharaj. Jai Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Kalachanji ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. It looks like somebody dropped their credit card here. Most of us don't need our credit cards. We can shred it for you. But if you really think you need it, you might come and pick it up from me, okay? Cynthia. Cynthia Sai. Okay, the name on the credit card is Cynthia L. Sai. S-Y. If you're the person, you can come pick it up from me.
Hare Krishna. There was one little incident or one situation that I wanted to mention that I think, I'm not sure, but I think came from Keshava Bharati Maharaj, His Holiness Keshava Bharati Maharaj. I heard that Maharaj's former wife was a longtime resident of the Gitanagari community. And I think I have heard it said that there was such a loving relationship between Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj and this lady, such that it was that whatever he said to her, she took it as coming from Srila Prabhupada directly. And whatever she said to him, he took it as coming directly from Srila Prabhupada. So that was one of the nicest things that I ever heard said about Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Shakti. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Iti Namane. Esha Pushpanjali, Esha Pushpanjali, Esha Pushpanjali. Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Srimadi Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Iti Namane. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali, Esha Pushpanjali. Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Iti Namane, Esha Pushpanjali, Esha Pushpanjali, Esha Pushpanjali, Ki Jai, Ki Jai, Jai. 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 Hari Hari Bol. Guru Puja. Which one? Gurudev?
Samsaradamara.
Oh, do we have the words up for the people? Samsaradamara.
We don't have the... We don't have the... Prayers.
We don't have the prayers? That's okay. Let me have this. Let me have it. Oh, is that it? I got it. I got it. Okay. Okay. Samsara Davanara Nidya Loka Tranaya Karuna Gana Gana Twa Samsara Davanara Nidya Loka
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Mahaprabhu ki Tanya Nitya Gita Vajitra Maryam Manasora Sina Charanaravinda Chakabasru Taranga Bajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Sri Vigrahara Danya Nityanana Sri Garatan Madhira Manjanaro Hara Narinitya Nana
Sri Garatan
Yukta Shabakta Shani Anjatanpi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Chatu Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Swadana Tritan Hari Bhakta Sankan Prideva Tritan Bhajatasa Deva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Sri Radhika Mandava Yarapara Manduya Lila Guna Rupa Namna Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Nikunja you know Radhike Lasidya Yaya labi yuktu apekshaniya Tatrati dasharati valabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Sakshatridava Samasatshastrata Uktasata Bhavyata Eva Sadi Sakshatridava Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Yasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Prasadam Nagati Kutopi. Prasadam Nagati Kutopi. Dayas Kuvam Tashad Yastatri Shandya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Samsara Javan Narinidya Loka Tranaya Karuna Granagana Twa Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Was jumping around and dancing to this. Please join in. Hare,
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare,
Hare
Krishna.
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 Krishna. Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Jaya Bhakti Tirtha Swami, 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 Jaya Guru Maharaj. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Jaya Guru Maharaj Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Nitai Guru Pimanande Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Prabhupada Gacharya Astotara Sutta Shishimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Srila Gurudeva Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Vyasa Puja Mahatsava Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Avirbhav Mahatithi Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Prabhupada Gacharya Astotara Sutta Shishimad His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON founder Acharya, BBT founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Guru Binda ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivraj Vicharya. Astotar Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada ki jai. Sri 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 Guru Parampara ki jai. Sri Sad Goshaya Prabhu ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Premsakaho jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanityananda Sri Advaita Kadadura. Shribas Adi Gora Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shyama Kunda Radha Kund Giri Govardhana ki jai. Brajabhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Mayapur Navadvipa Dham ki jai. Purushottama Chetra Sri Jagannatha Puri Dham ki jai. Sri Gokul Puri Dham ki jai. Yamuna Maya ki jai. Ganga Maya ki jai. Srimati Tulasi Devi Maharani ki jai. Srimati Bhakti Devi Maharani ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Harinama Sankirtan ki jai. Sankirtan Mahajagya ki jai. Jugadharma Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. ISKCON Texas Yatra ki jai. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Books and Prasad and Distribution ki jai. Jai Bolo Shri 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 Panchatattva ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri 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 Jagannatha Baladeva Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Shri Shri Prahlada Nrsingadeva ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Govindaji ki jai. Shri Shri Chota Radha Kalachanji ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kalachanji ki jai. Shri 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 Radha Kalachanji Dham ki jai. Shri 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 Radha Kalachanji Dham Gora Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Piman and Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to you, Srila Prabhupada.
Namaste Narasinghaya.
Namaste
Narasinghaya. Ula 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 ula. Hiranyakashipu Vaksha. Shilatum kana kalaye Ito nisingha parato nisingha Yato yato yasirna nisingha Madhuta Shringa Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringa Keshavu Dritta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
Thank you. Keshava Dritta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadhisha Hare Jai Jagadhisha Hare Jai Jagadhisha Hare Prahlad Maharaj ki, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj ki, Gaur Premanandi. Yeah.